This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Think for a moment about where the schools in your area are located. Are they near a highway? Are they on or near an old industrial site? Are they near current manufacturing facilities? Those are just some of the factors that can cause health issues and result in poorer academic performance. It's called school siting. Dr. Paul Mohai is a professor at the University of Michigan School for the Environment and Sustainability and was one of the principal researchers on a new report called Michigan School Siting Guidelines, Taking the Environment into Account. And thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
While this newest report came out this year, you've been studying these issues around school siting for some time now. From the broader perspective, how significantly has our understanding of environmental impacts on students based on school location grown over the past decade?
Well, I think the amount of research and attention in the last decade has been growing, but it's been one of the areas that I think has been understudied. And that's what got me interested and my colleague who worked with me on this report. In this project, Professor Byung-Suk Kwon, who's now at the University of Maryland. It was what got us interested in knowing more about. I've been studying what's been called environmental justice or injustice in the U.S. for some time now, and looking at the patterns of where pollution burdens are most concentrated, and it's been very well documented over the last three decades about the disproportionate amount of environmental contaminants in people of color communities and poorer communities, but similar research at the time we began our work did not yet exist in terms of where schools are located. And we were very interested in that question. To our knowledge, it really hadn't been asked or brought up before. One of our most fundamental questions when we started was the question of whether schools tended to be located in the more or less polluted parts of the districts. And it was really quite a surprise to us to find that not only was it not a random pattern, but we actually found that the majority of schools tend to be located in the more polluted parts of their districts.
And that is obviously even more true in neighborhoods where people of color reside and where people are of lower income. How significantly or dramatic is that difference based on zip code and income?
One of the things that we started with was we looked at toxic air concentrations in one-kilometer grids around the state of Michigan, and we sorted them into deciles from the least polluted to the most polluted. And we found that the greatest concentration of schools are in the most polluted deciles. And so we found that somewhere around 40% or so, 44% of all white students in Michigan go to schools in that top 10 percentile. But for African Americans, it's well over 80%. So it was quite a sharp contrast. And just generally speaking, we found that the more the students of color and poor students you have in a school, the more likely the school is located in a polluted area.
Issues of the Environment in our conversation on school siting with Dr. Paul Mohai from the University of Michigan School for the Environment and Sustainability continues on 89.1 WEMU. Beyond where a school is located, what about the buildings themselves?
Yes, well, that's a very good question. Our study didn't look specifically at that question, but that is a well-known problem. And I was involved in an advisory group to Governor Snyder about 3 years ago where we were developing recommendations to address environmental injustice in Michigan. And a number of the recommendations involved schools and daycare centers and recommending that they be routinely tested for both water and air quality.
Well, you mentioned you were on this advisory commission, and there has been so much discussion about where schools are located and how it is affecting students. If I understand it correctly, Michigan at this time has little, if any, school siting guidelines or regulations, at least when it comes to environmental quality. Is that right?
That is correct. That was one of the motivations for us to get involved in the study, because we were aware of the fact that there is not an explicit policy in Michigan, but we knew that other states were, in fact, developing policies, and we wanted to make that issue more visible in Michigan. And part of our project actually was also to look for best practices that were already being implemented in other states.
It was a decade ago, 2010, the Environmental Protection Agency put forth some voluntary school siting guidelines and did encourage states to develop and implement siting and cleanup standards. that's 10 years old now. Is that even valid anymore? Is that still best practice based on what their recommendations were?
Well, yes. The draft report came out in 2010, and then they issued a final draft in 2011. And that has been an excellent resource in many places around the country. But they could go further. They could have gone further. For example, they don't make any explicit prohibitions of certain land uses and industries from being located near school sites. And several states around the country do have those. So in certain states, you can't put a school or you can't allow a facility to be built within a certain distance of the school. So that would be an example of more stringent policies. In our own project and report, we did a survey of the policies in other states and recommended in the report that we released last month that those policies should be considered because they represent best practices around the country and can supplement the EPA guidelines. So I think the guidelines are really really an excellent start because before they existed, there weren't any guidelines
right.
coming from the federal government. And I would say that the guidelines were very groundbreaking and very instructive. But as with anything, as time goes on, people think of better ways of doing things or better ways of supplementing earlier proposals. And so that's what we try to do in our own project.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Dr. Paul Mohai, a professor at the University of Michigan School for the Environment and Sustainability. Now, it seems to me if we're talking new school construction, we know enough now to try and place it in a place that is safe, doesn't require remediation, and can provide the best kind of air quality possible. But most districts have these older buildings, and they're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to use them for decades to come. Do you have any idea of what percentage of schools are located on sites that actually do require remediation?
That was not a question that we investigated, but I'll say that that's a really important question, and that's why the recommendations pertaining to regular testing is really important. It's not just about the siting. It also is important to take into account the environment after the siting has occurred because over time, the environments around the schools can change. So we need to pay attention to highway development, commercial development, industrial development near schools. Our recommendation is that the schools be tested or examined on a regular basis, in my opinion, at least once every 3 years to look at the air quality and the water quality, soil quality because children spend a lot of time on the playground, and those things need to be addressed. But the current problem, as I see it, is we're not doing that. Michigan is not doing that. Many places around the country is not doing that. And if we're not paying attention, it's like putting our heads in the sand. Just because we don't see the problem, we assume that there's no problem there, and that's what's going to get us into trouble.
All right, so based on the findings in your report, you mentioned we should be testing every 3 years at minimum.
We should be doing that now. We don't have such a program in place, to my knowledge, and we should begin looking at the various things that could potentially harm students. We should also keep in mind when there are new project proposals that would put sources of pollution near schools, whether those proposals should be modified so we don't wind up putting things that may be harmful to children in the nearby schools.
Since that final report from the EPA came out in 2011, we're 9 years down the road, and it hasn't happened in the state of Michigan yet. What level is your optimism that it will happen in the near future?
There have been a number of state legislators that have been interested and concerned about this issue.
2017, I think there were a number of bills that were introduced.
Exactly. Back in September 2017, it was Representative Stephanie Chang, who's now a state senator, mm-hmm. and in communications with her office, I know she's interested in reintroducing that legislation sometime this year. We found from our research that there have been a number of bills over time that have been introduced in the state legislature, but none of them have passed yet. So we're hoping that maybe, you know, that things will turn around on that.
Well, we will most certainly direct people to your report and get them the most information possible. And with education and knowledge comes responsibility, and hopefully that's the direction we head, right?
Absolutely. We need to pay attention to the environmental conditions in and around schools. And we need to have policies in place that account for that. Otherwise, if we don't, there's not going to be any push or any incentive to look. And if we're not looking, we don't know whether or not there's a problem. And if we don't know that, then we won't be taking the steps that we should be. We have to remember that children are a vulnerable population. They don't have a say as to whether or not they should even go to school, let alone which school. So if we as adults make those decisions, then it's absolutely our responsibility to make sure that we put them in places that are the most healthy environments possible, both because of their health and also to make sure that they're succeeding academically.
Dr. Mohai, thank you so much for the time and sharing the information.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for asking me.
That is Dr. Paul Mohai, professor at the University of Michigan School for the Environment and Sustainability, and was one of the principal researchers on a new report called Michigan School Siting Guidelines, Taking the Environment into Account. For more information on today's topic and for all associated links, head to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.